So what we're talking about is bringing things back to life. So how many people remember the horrible movie Reanimator? Anybody? You're lucky you didn't see it. It's about a mad scientist bringing dead people back to life. So what we're going to do really quickly is go over the history of the development of malls and big box stores, really primarily. And then we're going to talk about some things that are going on redevelopment-wise, giving you some case studies that I've been personally involved in so I can give you a little detail on. And then kind of give you a laundry list of environmental concerns that you ought to be looking for when you're planning one of these projects so it doesn't come up and bite you later. So let's go to a little history. So as many of you remember, I was born in 58, and so I spent a lot of my teenage years in the mall, and that was the place to hang out. That's where you saw the girls and, you know, hung out. So, and that's what it was meant to be. It was meant to be a social gathering place, and it was, at least for teenagers in my age group. It was named as one of the top 50 wonders that revolutionized the lives of consumers, according to Consumer Reports. So for anybody that grew up in Dallas, anybody know what this is? This is Valley View Mall. And this was circa 1982 in its heyday. And the idea is you see all the cars parked in the parking lots jamming it. Real quick funny story, my co-author, Janessa Glenn, grew up in Richardson, and she said, man, Valley View was the place to go as a teenager. And apparently, as 14-year-old girls did back then, you had to buy leather pants. So she was in Pacific Leather, one of the stores, buying leather pants, and guess who walked in? Michael Jackson. So she got to see Michael Jackson at Valley View.